Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Hi, good afternoon, good evening. I just want to say straight away, Happy New Year, and we're looking at 2020, a new decade. Wow, that's a really exciting stuff. And we wanted to talk about a little bit about don't sweat the small stuff. You know, it's very much about talking about obviously the holiday season. Sometimes it's been great, sometimes it hasn't been so great. And we have a tendency to take things out of proportion to what it needs to be. You know, feelings of overwhelm can make us feel that there is no solution and that the world is out to get us, that there's no answer to the particular set of problems we're facing right now. And at this time of year, you know, we're recovering from the holiday season, which, as I said, may have been good, or it could have seemed like an endless round of being with people that we don't really want to spend time with, eating food that we'd rather not have, drinking too much, which doesn't suit us, and we feel bloated and sluggish and out of sorts. So we wanted to come up with some different things and suggestions and advice and stories around how we can actually move through this time of year. And I know we did one on Boxing Day around the 12 days of Christmas. And, you know, obviously it's February to us, you know, we're focusing on today. But it's really about not sweating the small stuff. You know, we, you know, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I'm a business owner. So obviously, you know, the 2nd of January is when you are really starting to actively look at what you're doing this year and how you're going to set out different projects and different things that you want to achieve. But, you know, all the planning happened in December, but now it's actually bringing it to the table and actioning it. And, you know, it's about, as I said, it's about not sweating the small stuff. Small stuff can completely and utterly take us away from what we're trying to achieve and what we're trying to manifest in 2020. And for me, 2020, and I can't believe I'm actually going to tell you this, but it's my 60th year. Yeah, I'm 60 this year. And, you know, for me, that means I'm moving now into the last third of my life. And I've got lots to achieve and lots of things to do and exciting adventures to have. And if we get distracted by the small stuff, then we will not achieve it. And so, again, I want to say Happy New Year to Matthew and welcome him to the show. And how was your Christmas, mate?
Happy New Year. Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody. It was, being real honest, it was a great time. There were barrel laughs, but then there were also slightly disappointing situations. And I think it is the case for a lot of people at Christmas. And one thing I found talking to here was a lot of people are very much Christmas, but it's seeing it from a different point of view. What do adults do if they don't necessarily have families and that sort of thing? A lot of people, Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Yes, that's much better. Thank you.
Right. So around Christmas time, there can be a lot of gnashing of teeth as well. We love our families dearly, but spending a lot of time with a lot of people in one room with a lot of people with lots of different needs, a lot of people can struggle and find it difficult. And then when you think you've got all of that just before the new year, and things can, even just the smallest stuff, you can let it get on top of you, and suddenly a week after Christmas you think, well, I don't really feel sort of passionate. I'm going into the new year and should have lots of passion trying to sort of manifest and be positive about it being a new year, but they just don't feel it. And what a lot of us struggle to realise is because we're sort of hanging on to all the baggage from Christmas, like something somebody said to either us or somebody else, which you didn't particularly like and you didn't own it at the time. And it's just like that ticked you off a little bit. And then something else might have happened and that ticked you off a bit. And it can just, a few of these little things, if you let them mount up, can take you off track. Something I did experience, but having the tools that I've got, it's easily solvable, because using an emotional action therapy, I was able to almost analyse what was going on. So it was like, oh, okay, a few little things came up, don't feel quite passionate today, so being a practitioner, I'm able to do it on my own. So I breathed, and it became clear as to what it was all around, and it was just around some of the stuff that we don't want to necessarily see around Christmas time. So, and we just ignore it, and actually that stuff mounts up. And for me, I caught it quite quickly, and it was just a case of, oh, okay, I feel this morning. I'm not my usual bubbly self. What's this about? I thought, well, if I'm feeling it, then other people must be feeling it as well. And even if they're not aware they're feeling it, it's good to educate people on how you can easily get dragged off track. And I think when we were talking about New Year resolutions and that sort of thing, I think that's almost where a lot of people can get caught out, because you feel slightly disheartened from Christmas. Maybe it didn't work out exactly how you had it in your mind, because we all have a certain perception of what our dream Christmas is, and how many of us actually got that 100%. So there is some disappointment, and there can be some anger if you've had arguments with other family members. I mean, like I say, especially when drink is involved, people can get quite heated, and you can have some real family arguments over Christmas. So, but noticing that you're getting off kilter before you're even trying to get into that passion of it's a new year, and very much focusing on yourself, it's sort of just owning how you feel around Christmas. Mm. I find walking is really good, and sort of if you need to have a ranting is something we do a lot at Acorn to Oak, and it can be finding a safe space where you can't necessarily be heard, and shouting into a pillow and just airing how you feel and what's ticked you off, and just owning how you feel emotionally can be really effective for helping you get back to what we would call back in connection, rather than disconnection. It's sort of like you can get disconnected and distracted by everybody else's stuff around Christmas as well.
Yeah, I know. It's really quite incredible. I think when you're also, as you said, spending extended time with family members, maybe that you don't see very often, you know, Auntie Joan down the road, or, you know, maybe whatever. And it's feeling like you have to do something somebody else's way, and it may be a family a tradition, or it may be just being disappointed that you didn't necessarily get the gifts that you wanted. You know, I can remember in times gone by, you know, people, close family buying me presents, and I would look at them and I'd think, why on earth have they bought me that? You know, what part of them thinks that I would appreciate it or enjoy it? And you just look at it and go, they have no idea who I truly am. And you look at it and go, and that's one of my close family members. And you just look at it and you suddenly, when you look at that and you just go, wow, you know, I don't feel heard in my own family. I don't feel understood or appreciated. And, you know, or it may well be somebody who said something about, you know, you've had your nails painted or your Christmas nails on or whatever it is, and they make a snide comment about it. And you just look at it and go, you know, I thought this was the actual period of goodwill. You know, this is meant to be a Christmas feeling. Where is the Christmas spirit gone? And, you know, and we're still processing some of that stuff. You know, it's only the 2nd of January and we're still looking at it and going, really? Was that the best type of Christmas or New Year that I could possibly have? And it's just getting over our disappointment, I think. And, you know, if we decide to do that really early on in the year, you know, today being the 2nd of January, and just acknowledging it and looking at it and going, yes, I did eat too much of stuff that I don't normally eat during the year. You know, all those mince pies and Christmas pudding and Christmas cake and, you know, and the nuts and the chocolate and the, you know, just, you know, the stuff that you had out of your stocking and all of those things. And you just look at it and go, whoa, you know, no wonder an awful lot of people join the gym within the first week. You know, it's a busy time at the gym this week. It's because they've got a whole new trash of people joining. And, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't usually last when you're in reaction to the fact that you maybe overdid Christmas. And, you know, and then the membership, if you've paid for it on a monthly basis, that's a good thing. If you've paid for it in a 6 month or a yearly membership, it's amazing how many people just look at it and go, why did I do that whilst I was in reaction? And it's, you know, it's when you're in reaction that you make choices that are not necessarily sensible for self. And it's looking at it, you know, and I have every intention of, by the way, of joining the gym. however, I will make sure that I do it on a monthly basis so that if I find that I'm not going regularly, I will cancel my subscription to the gym membership. And it's just looking at it and going, I don't necessarily want to be, you know, commit to something that I'm not going to be using on a regular basis. But then I have a different February, you know, late January and February coming up, and being at the gym will do me the world of good. So it's looking at it and just going, okay, so don't sweat the small stuff. It's looking at it and going, you know, okay, fair enough. This was not necessarily the perfect Christmas or the perfect New Year that I would have liked to have experienced in, you know, in the dream I have of that time of year. But what, if anything, could I change so that I can move through into the new year, as Matthew was saying, with passion and purpose? Because we all want to live with passion and purpose. We all want to not sweat the small stuff, not get uptight about the small stuff, but look at the bigger picture. So again, I'm just going to hand it back to Matthew so that he can have his talk around this, because otherwise I'll be talking for the rest of the show.
Yeah, I think for me, what it's really about, I mean, obviously I've got a tool to use, and breath work is great, but what do you do if you haven't got a tool for that? And sometimes it can be very much for me, it's about getting back to basics. So when we talk about being connected or disconnected, there's many forms and many terms in which we will use this word. And sometimes it's very much about you can be disconnected from the world almost, or you feel as though you are. But it's real easy to get yourself back in connection. And one of the easiest ones and the most accessible for everybody is nature. When you get out into nature, obviously people are going to live in a lot of different places, but for me, where I live, there's a lot of rolling hills, a lot of woodland, that sort of terrain in general. I know where Penny was living in the New Forest, again, you had a lot of woodland, but you also had a lot of almost like open fields as well as the sea. So, but what I'm trying to get at is it doesn't matter what terrain you live in, everybody, if you can find a place where you can connect, even if it's just a local park, and get out into nature and spend some time sort of reflecting on Christmas and working it through. But it's about finding a nice quiet place where you can actually relax, and if you need to even talk yourself through it, sometimes I've found it's quite helpful. But it's just reflect on Christmas and get everything that you would like to sort of talk about out. So when I was talking about expressing your emotions, but yeah, even just getting out into nature, you just feel reconnected with actually what truly matters. And it's not what Uncle Pete said to somebody at the Christmas party that really annoyed you that matters. It's not that something around Christmas that happened is going to really affect you. It's none of these things. It comes down to just happiness and love. If you have those two things, that is everything. And nature for me just really helps me connect with that, because for me it's almost like seeing a squirrel in a tree and thinking, well, I wonder what that squirrel's thinking. And he's probably thinking, well, I either need to get some food or I need to sleep. And actually, when you think about it, that's really all that we need. Everything else is just surplus to requirement, really. And it really helps me connect with the real basic life. And a lot of people find the same. So just finding, getting out into nature and giving yourself some time for you. That's another effective way of doing it, is just taking some time to do something that's not a distraction, but is just for you. And it doesn't matter whether it's spending time in the garden or working on your car or whatever it is, it's taking some time out for you. And then by doing that, you allow yourself to sort of strip back to what your needs are rather than what's going on and getting distracted by everything around you. So it's taking a bit of time out and just taking a bit of care for your emotional self, and get yourself re-geared up, because you find when you do reconnect, you get this rush of passion and it's suddenly like, well, yeah, actually I could dwell over these things that happened at Christmas, or I can make sure they don't happen next year. And it's that you can always take a positive from something. So even if you felt that there were some negative things that happened around Christmas and you're feeling quite negative at the moment when you should be feeling positive, again, just within that statement, it's beating yourself up, saying you should. But it is very much about taking something that you didn't see as a positive and changing it for next year. So again, Einstein's quote of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. And it's kind of like, take everything from this Christmas, learn from it, and change it for next year, so that every time you have an experience, you can gain some gold while you're going through it. And sometimes it can feel a little bit sort of uncomfortable. You'd prefer it in an easier way, but some of the best learning is through difficult situations and learning about yourself. How you reacted to a situation at Christmas can give you clarity around yourself, so you can gain so much gold and actually flip it around and say, well, actually, this is an opportunity for me to change that next Christmas and make sure all the Christmases from then are your perfect Christmas or as close to as possible. Because if you look back and think, well, if this Christmas was difficult or not perfect, how many going back were? Because for me, and we openly spoke about this in the last sort of few years, because we've all been doing different Christmases at different places because a lot of people have got different family and that sort of thing. It's been difficult, so there has been a certain amount of disconnection. But again, we're kind of openly talking about it, where a lot of people don't. And if you think back, how many years have your family been doing the same loop? For me, I would probably say it's probably close to 8 years. Where I've seen my family go through various different loops, and they happen because obviously my sister's had children and that sort of thing, and people are abroad certain years, and so it's just making sure that actually from this year it's an opportunity to flip Christmas next year as well. So actually it's a positive, because it's probably something you wouldn't have put on your list when we did our lists last time. So
it is. I think it's really important, Matthew, that, you know, again, as our listeners are aware, we're very much into reflection and looking at, you know, what was good, what was bad, what would we do differently, and what's the learning. But it's looking at it and going, I mean, even myself, I mean, I don't drink alcohol, but that's my choice. But even I, after Christmas Day, we went and spent some time with my husband Luke, his family. And, you know, the food was so nice that I, you know, probably overate a little bit. And I did feel a little bit bloated the next day. And one of the best possible remedies you can do for that the next day is to squeeze some lemon, have some lemon and put it in water and just drink that, sip it through the day, because that just naturally helps you go back into alkalosis rather than acidosis. So anyway, we'll be coming up with some more remedies and more different things and advice after we've done the break. So the break is coming up now, so we'll see you on the other side.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So I was just beginning to talk about, you know, what do you do if you're feeling bloated, sluggish or out of sorts. And my first suggestion was, you know, squeezing either half a lemon into a glass of water and using that to rehydrate and put the body back into alkalosis, which is, you know, our when we are healthy, that our blood is alkalotic rather than acidotic. And another great remedy, homeopathic remedy for the bloated, sluggish, feeling out of sorts is called Nux Vomica. And it's Nux Vom, so it's N-U-X-V-O-M, Nux Vom. And you can take that, you can get it from a good chemist or a health food shop. And if you take it in either 6s or 30c and you take it for 3 to 4 days, you'll notice that those symptoms just naturally wane, and you'll start to feel a lot more energetic, a lot more clarity of mind, and you'll start to feel the passion for the new decade. So those are a couple of very quick remedies. And as Matthew was saying, getting out in nature is another tremendous pattern interrupt. And it is the power of pattern interrupt when you wake up in the morning and you think, really? You know, we've just had a bit of a holiday season, but the last thing I want to be doing is going back to work. I just don't feel inspired by my job. I don't feel inspired by some of the parties or some of the people I was around or with over Christmas. And I don't want to do my life like this anymore. That's when you realise that, you know, maybe a bigger pattern interrupt is needed. And looking at emotional intelligence and your spiritual life, maybe it may be time that you are starting to look into those areas. And maybe not. It's totally up to you. I'm not here to tell you how to run your life. I'm here to help you look at other suggestions and other ways of being that may be more beneficial to yourself. So it's looking at those things. It's also looking at things like, you know, if I had a bucket list, what would be on my bucket list? What would I like to learn or achieve or do during this 2020? And it's actually scheduling in some time for yourself, which is what we're not very good at. Well, I was going to say useless at, but we're not good at scheduling in time for our own self. And, you know, it's really important that we take ourselves a little bit more seriously. Because if you don't look after you, nobody else will. If you don't look at what you would like to achieve in this life, then it's not going to be achieved. And it would be such a shame that we don't get to meet the real, authentic you. You know, it's about finding out who you authentically are and allowing your genius to shine. And in allowing your genius to shine, you allow everybody else's genius to shine. And if you allow everybody else's genius to shine, then we all sing a better song. Yeah. And it is looking at that and just going, wow, you know, that's about not sweating the small stuff. If you allow yourself to get dragged by a reaction that you have not processed or looked at, you can stay in that loop and keep on looping and looping and looping for days, weeks, years, millenniums. And it, you know, it's interesting when Matthew shared with us that his family haven't necessarily had the best type of Christmas for 8 years. And you look at that and you go, hang on a minute. If I am telling myself the complete and absolute truth, how many Christmases have I lived through that I didn't really enjoy? Or I really didn't have the experience that I would like to have had? And, you know, obviously I'm talking about Christmas, but we're also just gone through the new year also. You know, for me, it was an interesting new year because I was so tired. I went to bed and was asleep before the new year came in. And I woke up the next morning and there wasn't any regret. Don't get me wrong. I obviously needed to sleep. But it was just like, I didn't even get to hear the fireworks because I was actually fast asleep. So I didn't hear the fireworks, let alone see them. But it is just what it is. And it's, you know, for me, there was no angst about it the next day. It was just acknowledging, I was that asleep that, you know, and maybe it's because I'm coming up to my 60th year. maybe I'm a bit over partying and obviously with a 2.5-year-old son, I'm more worried about getting asleep so I'm awake the next morning. But you know, you do, it's looking at it and just going, okay, so in next year, maybe I'll stay up until after 12 and be able to kiss my son and kiss my husband and welcome in the new year. But this year I didn't. So it is just what it is. So handing back over to Matthew again so he can put his pennies worth in it.
Yeah, thanks, Fanny. I think New Year's a funny one. It's... I remember when we were younger, we used to always had to be out for, and this year actually enjoyed being in for it. So that was nice and novel. But yeah, very much it's kind of like, I mean, in so many ways, I had an absolutely amazing Christmas. It's just when you really analyse it and look at certain things. I mean, for me, what I really missed about the Christmases when we had when we were younger is they were so good when, and I suppose when you have a view of them on this from a child's point of view, like up to sort of 18, I remember the Christmases being very different, and then of course people fly the nest and people get girlfriends and obviously my sister had children, and there is a certain amount of you every year you're at a different place, but within that there's been some disorganization, and that was more of what the issue was, is it's like, crikey, for one day, can we not get ourselves organised, sort of thing. But yeah, I think very much for when you're looking at sort of the pattern interrupts, I can't sort of tell you how important they are, because once you're connected, it's real easy to stay connected. And it's using a lot of the tools that we've talked about, but also if there's certain things that work for you, I mean, meditation is absolutely amazing, obviously, for reconnection. That's very much what it's about. Even if it's a hobby that you enjoy doing, doing more of that, it just helps you bring in your focus. And then once you've got that focus, it's very much like Penny said, whether it's a bucket list or whether it's the list of the 12 days that we did lot in the last show, vision board, whatever it is you've got, it's just about keeping your focus on it, and very much feeling the joy of what it feels like to already have that, and then putting in the action. But it's always good to just keep it, always keeping it fresh in your mind, and just keep that focus. If you have moments of doubt, which everybody does, and you find yourself slipping into where your mind is either trying to rationalize a situation, or it's going negative on you, or whatever it be, or whether your mind's just wandering, just bring in that list. Every time you're thinking about something that's not healthy for you, bring in that list. Every time you're not thinking about joy or something useful, bring in that list. And it's just going through it again and again and again, because that's what really helps you cement it in. And it's also taking the action. So it's very easy to sit there and think, oh, I would love this to manifest. The universe will agree with you and go, yeah, that could happen. But unless you put in further action, the universe won't then necessarily just do it for you. You have to put in the action. And on some things, you may find it's a very, very small action. It could just be making one phone call to the right person. And other times it might be putting in some hard graft for a month. But then when you see the results you get from that, you think, cool, that was easy. So it doesn't matter what it is you're trying to do, but keep the focus and keep putting the action. Just a small action, like if getting more healthy is on your list and you sort of say, oh, well, I'd love to be more healthy, but I can't go to the gym, get out in nature. There's nothing stopping you from walking. And I've found it's interesting when you speak to people, different people have different sort of stories as to why they would love to do that, but they can't. And you think, well, most of the time, the only thing that can't is them. The truth is they could. They're just coming up with situations and reasons as to why they can't be bothered. I've done that behaviour before myself. But going into a break, we'll see you on the other side.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, so we're back. So we're talking about don't sweat the small stuff. And, you know, for me, very much about a part of this is not sweating the small stuff, is looking at some of the things that I would like to be involved with this year. And, you know, I'm very into outreach and community projects. And I've got three that I just want to throw out there so that people can hear about them and also get your input and maybe some of your support. And the first one is very much about stress management and emotional intelligence for the carers in the community. And when I talk about carers in the community, I'm not talking about professional carers. I'm talking about the people who are caring for maybe a family member or a child or someone who is looking after somebody either full-time or maybe part-time. I spent some time in my former working life as a carers recognition worker working with general practitioners in the community, and learned and also have been a carer for my mother. And it's really about, you know, the carers who feel alone and desperate at times, and they don't know where to turn or who to go to. And it's very much about using emotional intelligence and breath for life breathwork to help them deal with suppressed emotions that allows them far greater clarity and resourcefulness in dealing with life's ups and downs as a carer. So that's one of the community projects that I'm going to be involved with this year. And it's very much looking at it and been working with carers with Breath for Life breathwork and realising how powerful the tool is. The second group of people is looking at feeling good, feeling great for special needs adults. And it's very much, again, I worked in this field for a while, and it's basically using tools that are designed for people who are feeling vulnerable, you know, people with learning difficulties or mental health problems, helping them feel less isolated so that they feel more included, using art, movement, creative visualizations, music, laughter, yoga, and more. So basically the candidates will improve their self-confidence, learn better health and life skills, understand how they can help themselves to improve their own health and well-being. You know, it's very much about giving these people their authentic voices so they can tell their own stories. And the third group basically is emotional intelligence for the teenagers and youth. you know, again, I'm very passionate about giving all children an opportunity to learn, experience, make healthy choices so they can grow and move into adulthood as a responsible, inspired and motivated individual. You know, all too often we hear stories of unhealthy choices being made by children to help them manage the overwhelm of their emotions and what they're feeling. And some of the choices include self-harming, overdosing, alcohol abuse, extreme violence that causes isolation for them, their families, the schools, the peers. And it's known that, you know, children as young as 11, in fact, probably 9, actually, I had a case the other day, dangerously self-harm. And it's, you know, it's really important, and I feel really passionate about this. And we ran a group for Breath for Life Breathwork, and these are just a couple of comments. From a 15-year-old, I have progressed throughout the sessions and found a healthy, stable way of how to control how I feel. This is a 14-year-old. I feel that I learned to breathe through my anger and the difficult situations. Somebody who is 15. I feel a weight has lifted off my shoulders. And again, another 15-year-old. I felt that I could go to how I feel without having to tell why, which I found really helpful. And, you know, for me, part of the service that I am committed to, and definitely for mankind and humankind and womankind and children, is doing these groups so that we don't sweat the small stuff. We feel that we have somebody who we can talk to, who will not judge us, who will not try and control us in any way or make it right in any way, but will empower us so that we will find our own answers. And it is so important nowadays that people feel empowered, not disempowered by governments or authority figures or schools or anything. It is so important that we all find our authentic way of being and be connected to that authentic way of being and not feel disconnected by feeling bloated, sluggish or out of sorts. So again, handing over to Matthew for a few minutes, because I've just flung that one at him. I haven't told him about that before. So, I'm committed to these three groups. So I'll get your thoughts on it.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Is that all you're going to say?
It's a fantastic idea. I love outreach programs. One thing I'm passionate about doing the start of this year is doing a group for soldiers and firemen. Just doing a sort of like an intense course over 6 to 8 weeks to gain some evidence and some proof around how it works. Because very much if you've got a few cases, it's a lot. It carries a lot more weight than just sort of one or two. So with the recent article, I've sort of put myself out there a little bit, and it's very much about trying to just gain some momentum within different groups. And I'm very much passionate about helping sort of I would almost class the sort of the police service and the army and the fire service all under the carer bracket, actually. It's just depends what trade they're in. These are all people that actually sometimes put their own lives on the line to help others, but ultimately have the compassion and have the passion to want to look after people and help people. And I think that really does deserve praise, and also a lot of people working in those situations, they're always putting them other people first and caring for the people they care for almost better than themselves sometimes. So it is good to, you've got to give yourself that self-care as well. And I think there's a lot that don't, or not necessarily, that they would if they knew there was something out there that worked. But it is very much about getting these people to or giving them the gift of breath work sort of thing, and allowing them to improve the quality of their life, because they're improving the quality of so many people's lives, and they don't even blink an eyelid at what they do. A lot of them probably mm-hmm. think, well, it's a job and I love doing it, and they don't actually realise just how much it means to the people look after them. And it's one thing actually I've got very passionate about beforehand is we've got, don't get me wrong, I think when people have natural talents, I think that deserves recognition. However, I think there's a lot of people out there getting paid way too much money for not doing enough. And we don't give enough money to the people like the carers, the firemen, the nurses, the soldiers. They're the ones earning 50 grand a year. And you think, well, what's that about? You know, these people are putting their lives, like putting themselves second and caring for people and putting their lives on the line, and they're getting paid 50 grand a year, and you've got sports people kicking a ball round a field getting paid 50 grand a week.
So I seem to have lost you again, Matthew, so I'm just talking because hopefully you can hear me. It is so true. You know, obviously, having spent the first 20 odd years of my life working as an intensive care sister, you definitely didn't get paid enough money for the amount of hours and the amount of service and care you gave to other people. And it's really important that these people are cared for and looked after. And it's really important to realise that we can help. And if you are feeling that you don't have necessarily a calling or a vocation in your life, then please join in with Acorn to Oak and help us get these three projects, and obviously Matthew's coming up with a couple of his own as well, off the ground, so that we can help people who are carers in the community, people who have special needs as adults, and the teenager and the youth things. Because we don't intend to allow the small stuff to distract us from what we're trying to achieve and how we're trying to make a community, a more global community. And I'm sure you can think of different things and different projects that to suggest to us as we go on. And hopefully, you know, with the On Time radio show and the exposure that we're getting from that, which is fantastic, is that we can start working as a more global community. Because in the UK, you know, we do have great charities working, you know, Children in Need and various other bits, which are, you know, national things. But we also, we forget that we are one human family, and what affects us affects other people. You know, this is one of the things that when we decided to do the show this evening, was very much talking about, you know, if we've had problems, or we've had a Christmas or a New Year that wasn't as peaceful as we hoped it was going to be, or it wasn't as joyful as we would have liked it to have been, then we're not the only people who have had those experiences this year. and it's a global phenomenon. And you know, what affects us affects other people. What joyous makes other people joyous. What makes us passionate also makes a lot of other people passionate. And it's really important that we acknowledge that and we see that within each other. And, you know, it's time now. It's time that we lived more as a global family than in isolation. And that, I think, is one of the biggest things for me when I was thinking about what I would like to dedicate my year to, is smash the isolation. Helping smash people who feel that they're on their own, that they're feeling that they don't have people that they can go to or talk